Gemara says a little bit more than half the yomit. My havi alo. We hear a machloikis in the Gemara if madlikin miner lener, if one is permitted to be madlik one ner to another ner, or madlikin a yedei kinse, if one is allowed to use an intermediary to use a match to be madlik from one ner to the other ner. We had a machlokes, we had two lashonos in the Gemara, we had a machlokes, Rab and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, my haviyalo, what is the maskone? What is the halacha? Omar Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua chazine. So he says it depends. I hadloke oise mitzveh madlikin miner lener. If the Iker Mitzvah is the Hadloke, not to put down the Menorah, the Iker Mitzvah is the Hadloke, is Madlikin, Miner L'Ner, so therefore one is permitted to be Madlik from one Ner to the other Ner. That means there is no Bizui Mitzvah involved, because each Ner is a Ner Shel Mitzvah, so therefore one is permitted to be Madlik from one Ner to another Ner. V'i hanoche oise mitzveh, but if the ikel mitzveh is to put down the menorah, we'll see in Rashi, hadlok is also a ktsas mitzveh, but the ikel mitzveh is the hanoches amnoire, putting down the menorah, so then, ein madlikin miner l'ner. Then the halacha will be that one is not permitted to be madlik from one ner to another ner, because that is a shtikel bizui mitzvah. The boy Elohu, we had a shayla hadloke oise mitzvah, oi hanoche oise mitzvah. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos before we go into the rayas of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rashi says as follows. I hadloke oise mitzvah, I hamitzvah shal chaneke tluye bahadloke. The Iker is the Hadlokes Haner Madlikin, Kediashkechen b'Menoire. We had learned the last time that by the Menoire, the Neiris of the Menoire were, they were Madlik, one Neir from another Neir. So Memeila, if Hadloka Oisa Mitzveh, so then Madlikin Mineo Lener, Kediashkechen b'Menoire. V'i Hanocha Oisa Mitzveh, V'iker mitzvah so toli yibahanoche, the iker mitzvah is to put down the menorah in the mokim of Pirsamanes, that is the iker mitzvah. Ein madlikin miner l'ner, the hadloke lav mitzvah hi kuli hai. The hadloke is not such a mitzvah, it is not the Iker Mitzvah, so therefore one is not permitted to be Madlik from one Ner to the other Ner. So the Gemara says that this Shaila, if Madlikin miner l'ner, if we can be Madlik from one Ner to another Ner, is dependent on a different Shaila. If Hadloka Oise Mitzvah, if the Iker Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the Hadlokas HaNer, so then there's no bizui mitzvah involved. So then there's madlikin miner l'ner. If hanocha oisa mitzvah, so the ika mitzvah is not the hadloke, the ika mitzvah is the hanocha. So then there is a bizui mitzvah to be madlik from one ner to the other ner. That means b'shas hadloke, this is not an ika mitzvah, so there is a bizui mitzvah involved. Let us see Tosfos. My havi alo. The Gemara asks, Lomaisa, what is the halacha? So Tosfos asks, Teime, my komi boile. What is the shayla of the Gemara? O my koma nami chazine ni hadloka isa mitzvah, if hanoch is isa mitzvah. Tosfos says, if you're asking a shayla what the halacha is, halachayre mashme da halacha kishmu. We hear here a machloikis, we hear on Davchov Beizam et Aleph, a machloikis, Rav Ushmu. Rav said, Ein Madlikin, and Shmuel said, Madlikin. So, Lachayre, in this Machloikes, a Lachayre Mashme, the Halachik is Shmuel. Because the Gemara says, the Harabe Ovat Kevose, even though Lagabi all other Shailas, when there's a Machloikes of Rav Shmuel, Bemilse de Isurim, we paskin according to Rav, but in this Machloikes is one of the three cases that we paskin according to Shmuel. The Imkain. So first of all, we know, so in the Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, we know number one, we paskin like Shmuel. Now we hear another Machloikis in the Gemara. In what case are they arguing? We have one man, the Yoma, said that they are arguing by Kinsa. If one can use an intermediary and they can light a match from the Ner Hanukkah and light another Ner Hanukkah. And another man, the Yoma, said, no, there's a machloikis mishraga leshraga. There is also a machloikis if one is permitted to be madlik one Ner from the other Ner. And the Gemara explained that Avchaveza Madalef, what is the machloikis? According to the man, the Yoma, that says that is a machloikis by a kinse. So there the machloikis is als bizi mitzvah. Are you chayish for bizi mitzvah or are you not chayish for bizi mitzvah? According to Rav, one is not permitted to use a match because it's a bizi mitzvah to take a dover shel choil, a match, and light it from a ner mitzvah. That is the svar of Rav. And Shmuel is not chayish for bizi mitzvah. The second lashon of the Gemara says that mishrage leshrage from one ner mitzvah to the other ner mitzvah, there's also a machloikis. What was the beer in that machloikis? The beer was, are you chayish for a krushi mitzvah? It would seem when you're being madlik, the second ner from the first ner, it seems like you are lessening the oyer of the first ner of a krushi mitzvah. That was a machloikis in the Gemara of Chav Beis Amed Aleph. If there is a machloikis, afilu miner lener. And the Gemara and Chav Beis Amed Beis proved that there is no such inyan of a krushi mitzvah, because by the menorah there was zicha madlik miner lener. So Rav could never have said ein madlikin miner lener, because in the menorah they were madlik miner lener. So the whole machloikis has to be if one is permitted to use a kinse. And that, so Rav holds one is not permitted to use a kinse, and Shmuel holds one is permitted to use a kinse, a match. And Rabbi Paskin like Shmuel. So what is the Gemara asking? My Haviyalo. What's the Baskone? What is the Aloche? Is Poshet. We Paskin according to Shmuel. And the Machloikis can only be with a Kinsa, because without a Kinsa we have enough in the Raya from the Menorah that it is Mutter to be Madlik Vinel in there. And we Paskin according to Shmuel that it is Mutter. That is Tais Viskasha. Taimen. My Kami Boilei. What is the Gemara asking? Umay komal nami chazinen, we'll see, he had locha isa mitzvah, or hanocha isa mitzvah, halachayre mashme, the halacha ke Shmuel. In the machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel, the halacha is like Shmuel. The Rabbi of et kivose, because Rabbi paskin like Shmuel. Ve'im kain. So we paskin like Shmuel, number one. And number two, so therefore, kinsa nami shori, so it should be mutter even with an intermediary, with a match. Why? The alkolchoch bekinse pligi. The whole machloikis Rav Shmuel that Rav said it is not permitted can only be with a kinse ube bizi mitzvah. And the machloikis is it permitted to light a match from a ner mitzvah? Is there an inyan of bizi mitzvah? Yes or no? The haman de meforish time de Rav mishum akrushi mitzvah, the man the Omar that said that Rav holds miner lener is also also because of akrushi mitzvah, he toisev, he was upkifre. So memele, Rav never said miner lener is also, Rav only said al yidei kinse is also, and we paskin like Shmuel. So what is the shaila of the Gemara? So Taisvis has two mahalchim to answer this kasha. V'tzorach loimer, so the first mahalch is as follows. the einoi teufes divrei rabbe iker. Rabbe take paskend like Shmuel. That is true. But we have a klal all the time, Rav Shmuel halachi kerav beisuri. So the Gemara did not want to accept the hachra of Rabbe. And the Gemara held halach is like Rav. We should paskin according to Rav. So what is the shaila? So the shaila is as follows. So the Gemara is now a new shaila. I hanoche oise mitzveh, what did Rav asa? I hanoche oise mitzveh, if the ikel mitzveh of hadlokes ner Hanukkah is being meiniach, putting down the menorah, putting down the neiris. So therefore, v'oso l'rav minel l'ner. Then there's a svara to say, according to Rav, one is not permitted to be madlik one ner from the other ner. Why not? Mishum bizoy mitzvah. Because this is also a bizoyin. Kimoy bekinse. Just like a kinse is a bizoyin, so be madlik min nail and ner is also a bizoyin. Why? Because they have that what I'm being madlik now the ner, that is not the gmar mitzvah. That is not the ikir mitzvah. So I'm being madlik from the first ner. I'm not being goyma the mitzvah with this hadloke. I still need a hanoche. So therefore, since this is not an ikar mitzvah, there will be a bizoyin, even if I'm madlik miner miner. Oy hadloke oy se mitzvah. But if I say that the ikar mitzvah is the hadloke, so then there's no bezoyin whatsoever. V'shari k'moy b'menayre. So then it'll be mutter like the menayre. Gleichayshinin la akrushi mitzvah. That we see klal from the menayre. That there's no inyan of akrushi mitzvah. That's svara that the Gemara had mentioned. That there's an inyan, it seems like I'm taking away from the oir of the ner. When one is madlik miner l'ner, that the Gemara said that is not true. Because we see from the menorah that one is permitted to be madlik miner l'ner. But the Gemara here is a different shaila. Could be ner Chanukah is worse than the ner of the menorah. Why? Because by ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is of pirsumei nisah, so there the ikar mitzvah is the hanochas ha-menorah, putting it down in a place that there will be a pirsum anes. So therefore, the hadlokis haner, if one is madlik, one ner from the other ner, this will bring about a bizui mitzvah. So could be, this will be also according to Rav. But if you hold hadlokka oise mitzvah, so then ner mi ner will not be also. So according to Taisvis, the Gemara Shaila is as follows. The Gemara held that we don't paskin like Shmuel. We paskin according to Rav. Like by all dvorim asurim hilchese ke Rav beisur. We paskin like Rav. And Rav holds there's an iser of bizui mitzvah. One is not permitted to be madlik a ner choyl mi ner shal mitzvah. And the Gemara is klaring a shayle, is there an inyan of bizui mitzvah if one is madlik mi ner le ner? And this depends if you hold hadlokah oise mitzvah, there is no bizui mitzvah involved. If you hold hanochah oise mitzvah, there is an inyan of a bizui mitzvah involved if you are madlik miner miner. Umasik, and the Gemara, the maskonis ha-gemara and afchav gimel amad aleph is, the hadloke oise mitzvah, that la-loche we paskin hadloke oise mitzvah, so therefore la-haloche v'shari will be permissible to be madlik miner l'ner. That is one pshat in Taisvis wants to fend for the kasha. Inami, Taisvis wants to say a different pshat. Motzosi b'shem rivom, the miboile alibe d'shmu. Now Taisvis is going back, but just like Rabbi said, Hilchese kishmul, we don't disagree with Rabbi. The halacha is like Shmuel. The miboile alibe di Shmuel, the hilchese kevosek, we zicha paskin like Shmuel, ishori bekinse ilav. Shmuel said, it is mutter. So the shaila is, what is mutter according to Shmuel? Is according to Shmuel a kinsa also mutter? Or is according to Shmuel only miner lener is mutter? So how are we going to figure out what Shmuel was matter? So in order to figure out what Shmuel was matter, we'll have to first figure out what Rav Asel. If we will know what Rav Asel, so then we'll be able to figure out what Shmuel was matter. Umiboyle. Ikaim alon kamoisha omalamaila. Do we paskin like the Gemara? And of Chavbeza Medalev. The Laman di Yomar. Mishum bizi mitzvah shori lahadlik miner lener l'rav. Do we paskin according to that mandayoma? That if the whole reason is alz bizi mitzvah, then one is permitted to be madlik miner lener l'rav. So Rav was also matter miner lener. So I bezoi, so what is the whole machloikus of Rav Shmuel? Not miner lener. Are you day kinse? Vimkein bekinse pligi. So the whole machloikis is bekinse, vishari Shmuel bekinse, and Shmuel was mater al yidei kinse. Oy dilma, that's the first side. So if Rav is mater miner lener, so then the machloikis is yidei kinse, we pass on according to Shmuel. Oy dilma loikaim alonochi. Maybe that's what we had said, and afchav beizom et aleph, that according to the time of bizui mitzvah, ner lener is mutter. Maybe that is not correct. Umi ner lener nami iko bizi mitzvah. Could be mi ner lener. This also a bizi mitzvah. Why? Because hanocha is a mitzvah. Va'osa rav in rav asers mi ner lener. Why does he yasa mi ner lener? Da hanocha is a mitzvah. Because the iko mitzvah is the hanocha. V'loidomi lemenoire. So therefore, the hadlokis ner Chanukah is not similar to the hadlokis hamenoire. By the hadlokis hamenoire, there was no hanoche bilvad. There was no hanoche. There was only a hadlokah. So by the ner hamenoire, zicha hadlokah is a mitzvah. So there's no bezoin to be madlik miner lener, because the ikar mitzvah is the hadlokis aner. But if we will assume that by Ner Chanukah, Hanocha is a mitzvah, so then there's a svara to say that Hadloke miner lener is a bizui mitzvah. So could be Rav Asad afilu miner lener. So Shmuel, that was matter, could be Shmuel was also only matter miner lener. V'osa Rav, Rav Asad miner lener, why da hanocha is a mitzvah v'leidomi l'menoire? So if Rav Asad miner lener, so Shmuel was only matter miner lener, v'davke miner lener shari Shmuel. Shmuel was only matter miner lener. Avo bekinse, since Rav Asad miner lener, so what Rav Asad Shmuel was matter. Avo bekinse, afilu Shmuel moide diyosel. So then, if Rav asad miner lener, so I will say Shmuel was matter on what Rav asad. So according to Shmuel, only miner lener will be mutter, aber al yidei kinse will be yosel. So what is the svara of Shmuel? That Shmuel, so the Kanei Reim explains, the svara of Shmuel is that even though not the machlokes is a Rav Shmuel if hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanocha is a mitzvah. Fakert, Shmuel is also moide to Rav that hanocha is a mitzvah. That the ikar mitzvah is the hanocha. Afal pikein Shmuel holds, but since the ner that is doluk is fota ner mitzvah, even though it's not the ikar mitzvah, but it's fota ner mitzvah, it's much better than a kinse. A kinse is a ner shel choyl. So therefore, Shmuel holds there is no bizui mitzvah, even though hanocha is a mitzvah. That is the machlokes Rav Shmuel. V'davke miner lener shori Shmuel. Avol bekinse afilu Shmuel moide da'osa. So that is the shaila. So we want to know what Rav asked in order to figure out what Shmuel was matter. Umasik. So the Gemara is, the Maskanas of Gemara is, Chazina, the Iboilon. We had a Shaila, if Adloka is a mitzvah, if Hanocha is a mitzvah, Veivshit Adloka is a mitzvah. So therefore, Adloka is a mitzvah, Umadlik Lerav, Miner, Lener, Kemoy Bimeneire. So if Adloka is a mitzvah, so Rav was also Mata Miner, Lener. So according to this Pshat, Ulishmur Afila Bekinsa Shori. So the Maskanas HaGemara will be, since we paskin lai Shmuel, Safilu Bekinza will also be Mutter. So these are the two Pshatim in Taisus. If the Gemara is clearing Alibe de Shmuel, but because of the Yemes we paskin according to Shmuel, and according to the second Pshat, Afilu Kinza will be Mutter, and according to the first Pshat in Taisus, we don't paskin like Shmuel, we paskin like Trav, Nevadloka is a mitzvah, so then only me, Ner le ner will be mutter. These are the two pshatim in Taisvis. But now the Gemara will bring down the shaila. Do you say hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanocha is a mitzvah? But before we see the Gemara, let us see the next Taisvis. The boyilu, we had a shaila, hadlaka is a mitzvah, v'nafke mino, there will be a nafke mine. Im hidlika cheresh shaita vekotn oi hinicha. If a cheresh shaita vekotn, a person who is alav bar chiyuve in mitzvahs adlokas ner chanukah, a cotton is part of a mitzvah, a cheresh v'shaita avadigvis is part of a mitzvah. If they made a chelik of the mitzvah, they made the hadlokke or they made the hanoche. So, will one be yoytze if he made them a shliach to be madlik for him? And there's no din shlichus also by a chereshay to the cotton. So that is for sure that the ikka mitzvah has to be done al yidei bar chiyuve. The ikka mitzvah has to be done to a person who's mechuyev and mitzvah sadlokas ner chanukah, a person who is a bar shlichus. But the other chalokim of the mitzvah, which are not from the ikrei ha-mitzvah, can be done through someone who is alav bar chiyuve. So that is the Gemara Shaila. If adloka is a mitzvah, I mean that is zicher that the we need a, there are two chalokim to the mitzvah, but the Shaila is which is the ikar mitzvah. So if adloka is a mitzvah, so then that is to be al yedei bar chiyuve. If hanocha is a mitzvah, so hanocha is to be al yedei bar chiyuve. Toshima. So now the Gemara wants to be poishit the Shaila. The Omar of the Hoya Tofus Ner Chanukah. A person was holding a Ner Chanukah. The Oimit. He was standing, he was holding a Ner Chanukah, and he didn't put it down. So the Baraisa says, Loi Osa V'loiklum. So he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Ma mino hanocha is a mitzvah. Forget that the ikka mitzvah is to put down the menorah. Because if you, the Gemara held if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, so there wasn't a hanocha. So l'chayre, according to the Madyom, hadlaka is a mitzvah, the Gemara that have him in the held, it's not necessary to make a hanocha. So why isn't he yaitze? And if the Baraisa says he's not yaitze, so we see that the ikka mitzvah is, you have to put it down. Shvamino hanocha is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says no. Could be that hadloka is a mitzvah. But by not putting it down, hosam horoya oimer litzolchai hu denokit lo. That since he's holding it, the reason he's holding it is because he needs it for his own shimush, for his own purpose. So that takes away from the Pirsumei Nisse. That means one is to make a hadloke, if with the hadloke there will be a Pirsumei Nisse. But if with this hadloke, no Pirsumei Nisse will come about, because since I am holding it, so someone sees me holding the ner, so he doesn't see Bechlal any Pirsumei Nisse. He sees I'm holding a ner, I must be looking for something. So it is a hadlake shaloi bimokim pirsumanes. So such hadlocha zicha doesn't help. So it could be dike mitzvahs taket the hadlocha, but you need the hadlocha b'mokayim shemefarsem hanes al yedei hadlocha zu. Let us see Rashi. Hoya tofos ner chaneke biyodoy mishehidlika ad shekofso. He was holding a ner chaneke from the beginning of the hadlocha, from when he started, when it became lit, till it burnt out. Va'oimit lav davkel kein loshen hashas. So the Gemara says that by holding it, there's no pirsam anes litzol choy lehishtamish. That the people will say that the only purpose for the hadlocha is he wants to use this ner for his own purpose. The leka heker nisse. So there is no nest, there's no pilsam nest to this hadlocha. One zicher has to make a hadlocha b'mokem pilsam nest, a hadlocha that creates pilsam nest. A hadlocha biyodoi does not create pilsam nest. Just like if a person would be madlik in a closed box where there's no pirsam anes. So it's zicher not good. So adloke biyodi is also adloke in a mokim where there's no pirsam anes. Toshma da omarove hidliko bifnim vahoitzio loy osa klum. If a person was madlik inside the house, and then later he took it outside, loy osa klub. So it wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara says as follows. Iyamrit bishloime hadloke oise mitzvah. If you will say hadloke oise mitzvah, that the ike mitzvah is the hadloke. Hadloke bimkoim oibin. One has to make a hadloke bimokim pirsam anes. And he made it since he was madlik in the house. So he made a hadlocha shaloi bimkayma. Mishum hochi loy osa klum. Therefore he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. Elei amret hanocha oise mitzvah. But if you hold the ikar mitzvah is putting it down, amai loy osa v'loy klum. So why wasn't he mekayim the mitzvah? He put the ner chanukah outside. So, what does it matter that he lit the ner chanukah in the house, but he put it b'mokim chiyuv, and that is the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is the putting down the ner chanukah. From the Gemara we see that if you hold hadlocha oisa mitzvah, so the Gemara understood why he is not yoitze, because you need a hadlocha b'mokim pirsum hanes. That's what we see from the Gemara. So the Sfas Emes is ma'ira that and if a person is madlik a ner chanukah in the house, you're not mekayim mitzvahs hadlokas ner chanukah. It's a mitzvah lehinichay bibachutz. It's a mitzvah to put it outside, a greater pirsum hanes. But he says lechayre v'haraye, we're madlik ner chanukah in the house also. How did the Gemara understand this? The Gemara said, if you hold hadlocha isa mitzvah, so now we can understand why he wasn't mekayim mitzvah hadlokas ner chanukah, because you need hadlocha bimkoimoy. The house is also a mokim of pirsam hanes. But we mentioned when we learned the Gemara daf chaf aleph amud beis, we mentioned that it seems that the din of pirsam hanes is relative. That the din of pirsam hanes is bizman, then when they were able to be madlik mibachutz, so the mitzvah pirsam hanes was for the oivrim v'shovim, the people who were walking in the reshus harabim. That was the mitzvah of pirsam hanes. Now that we can't be madlik, we have a different mitzvah of pirsam hanes. But bizman chazal take, the mitzvah of pirsam hanes was only for the outsiders. That's why there was a zman. You could only be madlik a certain zman. You could only be madlik when people are still walking outside. Bizman chaz, the mitzvah is lefarsam hanes. What is called pirsam hanes? That's relative. If it is possible to be madlik outside, so the mitzvah is to make hadlocha outside, and inside you're taken at yoitze. That's what the makshin held. So if yod hadlocha is a mitzvah, he was madlik in the wrong place. He was madlik shaloi b'mokim pilsam anetz. But if you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah, so what does it matter where he was madlik? The Iker is to put down a ner Hanukkah, and he put it down. Bebokim pilsam anes. Eliyamret Hanocha is a mitzvah, amai loy osa v'loy klum. So the Gemara answers, hosam nami, horoya hu oimer letzolchoy hu di adlikin. A person who saw him being madlik the ner Hanukkah in the house, he will say that the hadlake was litzolchoy. So let us see Rashi. Then we'll try to explain this Gemara. So Rashi says, bifnim bebayis. He lit the ner Hanukkah bebayis. Vahitziya lechutz, and he took it outside. You have to put the ner Hanukkah outside. Yamrit bishloima hadloka isa mitzvah mishem hochi loy osa v'loy klum. So therefore he wasn't makayim anything. The kivin dizuhi mitzvah, so the hadloka is the mitzvah. Tzorech shetei osa b'mokim chiyuve. So the hadloka has to be made where there is pirsam anes. You have to be madlik in a mokim with this pirsam anes. And Abayis is not a mokim of pirsam anes. But if you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah, so that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answered, Litzolcha Yehuda Adlike. So what is the chesaron of Litzolcha Yehuda Adlike? So it would seem, and we'll see later in Taisus and Afchav Gimel Amad Aleph, Hanocha is a mitzvah, the halach is one has to put down a ner Hanukkah. The mitzvah is taka hanoche. The ikar mitzvah is hanoche. But what does one put down? One has to put down a ner shehudlak l'shem Hanukkah. The ikar mitzvah is not the hadloke. The mitzvah is the hanoche. But one has to put down a ner that was lit l'shem Hanukkah. Since horoya oimer, this person went and he lit the ner in his house, and then he brings it outside. So the roya will say that the ner was kindled for a different purpose. So what am I putting down? I'm not putting down a ner Hanukkah. If one does not put down a ner Hanukkah, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. The mitzvah is to put down a ner that was lit l'shem Hanukkah. So Memelech, here the roya will say that letzolchayhu da'adlike, so there's no mitzvah because he's putting down a ner that seems that it was lit not l'shem Hanukkah, no l'shem tzeirich atzmoy. We'll see the svara klor and teisus afrov gimel. Toshma, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So they were still clearing the shaila if hadlaka is a mitzvah or anocha is a mitzvah. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ashoshis, a person had a lantern. Shahisa Dailekes Bahileches Kol Hayim Kulay. The Ashoshis, we'll see, he was madlik the Ashoshis Erev Shabbos. He was burning the whole Shabbos. In the Maitzoi Shabbos, now it's Maitzoi Shabbos. And it's still burning. And he wants to use this lantern, he wants to use it for Ner Hanukkah. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, what does he do? Mechabe. So he extinguishes the ner that was burning till now. Umadlika. And now he kindles it again. And then he joits it. So the Gemara says as follows. I amrit bishloime hadloke oise mitzvah. If the ikar mitzvah is the hadloke, shapir. So memele. So it's very good. He doesn't have to pick it up and put it down again. The ikar mitzvah is hadloke. So even though it's munach bim koimoy, that means he didn't put it down now l'shem ner Hanukkah, but there's no din of hanocha isa mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is hadloke. So now he just has to extinguish the fire and be madlikit l'shem Hanukkah. So b'meila, so that's all what he has to do. Mechabe umadlike. Eloi amrit hanocha oise mitzvah. But if we hold that the Ika mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is putting it down L'shem Chanukah. And if a Cheresh will put it down, one won't be Yoytzeh. So Memele, so for the Ner Chanukah of tonight, it wasn't put down L'shem Ner Chanukah. It's, this Ner is, it's in the lantern from last night. So why is it sufficient, Haim Mechabe Umadlika, why is it sufficient just by extinguishing the Ner? And being madlik it again, mechabe umagvia umeinicha umadlika miboile. If the ikar mitzvah is the hanoche, you have to put down the nail, so he should extinguish it, he should pick it up, and put it down l'shem ner chanukah. Umadlika, then he should be madlika, but you need a hanoche l'shem ner chanukah. So since it says that he does not have to move the menorah, it is sufficient. He doesn't have to put down the menorah. It's sufficient just by kindling the menorah. So we see klal that hadlake oise mitzvah. V'oid, a second raya, midekom avochinon, ashekidishonu b'mitzvaysov, v'tzivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, that the nusach habroche is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, Shmamidlo, Shmamino, Hadloka Oise Mitzvah, Shmamino. So we see from here that Hadloka Oise Mitzvah. Let's just go one line further. V'hashta damrinen, Hadloka Oise Mitzvah. So since the Mitzvah is with the Hadloka, Hidliko, Cheresh, V'shoite, V'kotten, Lo'osa V'loiklum. So since the Ika Mitzvah is the Hadloka, so the adloka has to be al yedei abar chiyuve, so adloka v'cheresh et v'kotten will not help. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisus, then we'll come back to Rashi. So Taisus says, mechabe umagbio umeinicha v'choyze umadlik miboilei. The Gemara says, if you would say hanocha isa mitzvah, so it is not sufficient to extinguish the ner and to kindle it again. No, you should extinguish it, you should pick it up, you should put it down for Ner Chanukah, and then you should kindle it again. Vim Taima, so Taisvis asks, if you hold Hanocha Oise Mitzvah, Amai Mechabe V'choizel Umadlik. So if the Ika Mitzvah is the Hanocha, one is to put down a Ner Chanukah, so why, Bechlal, do you have to extinguish the Ner? Amai mechabe v'choizer amadlik, v'hagbo sagi, kiven danocha oise mitzvah. It should be sufficient, he'll pick up this ashoshis, he'll pick up this lantern, and he'll put it down, l'shem ner chanukah, hanocha oise mitzvah. Da otu migora d'luke v'yoymedes, midlika chere shayte v'kot. Taisvis asks, if you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah, so the halacha is, if a cotton was madlik the ner, so there was no, a cotton is a lav bar chiyuve, and I'll put it down, l'shem ner chanukah, that is sufficient. So the ikir is to put down a ner, l'shem mitzvah chanukah. It doesn't matter how it was lit, if it was lit to a cheresh of a cotton. So Memelus or Taisvah says, so why do you have to extinguish the Ner and be madlik it again? Just pick it up and put it down. L'shem Ner Chanukah. The Yeshloima, so Taisvah says, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is speaking about the Mayri Shehidliko Mitchiloso L'tzoyrech Shabbos. So Taisvah makes an akimte, that this Ashoshis, this lantern that was burning the whole day, he was madliket l'tzoyrech Shabbos. The hadloke was bechlau not a hadloke l'tzoyrech Chanukah. Olekach gora mehidliko chere shoyte v'kotten. The hosom shemadliko be'ito niker hadover shumadliko l'shem Chanukah. That means, so here Taisvis tells us the yesod. When a cheresh shoyte v'kotten is madlik the ner, and it's a zman Chanukah, so it gets a shem of a ner Chanukah, because it was, even though there was no kavonis, But Al Kaponim, since it was kindled, Bizman Chanukah, so we see that this was kindled L'shem Chanukah. This is not the Ikar Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to be Meiniach, to place, to put down a Ner that was lit L'shem Chanukah, to put it down L'falsam Anes, that is the Maisa HaMitzvah. But a ner that was kindled litzoyrech Shabbos, it is not a ner Chanukah in Ganzen. To put down a ner Shabbos l'shem Chanukah, that is not a mitzvah. One has to put down a ner Chanukah l'shem mitzvah. That is the din of anocha oisem mitzvah. And that is the same svara we had before. If litzolchei hu da'adlike, when it was kindled, since it was kindled inside, so it was a ner that was kindled shaloi l'shem Chanukah, then hanocha will not help. One has to be miniach a ner Chanukah. But from Tosfos we see, if this ner would have been kindled erev Shabbos l'shem Chanukah, so that is considered a ner Chanukah already. It was kindled l'shem Chanukah. So Memela, if he would put it down, Meitzoi Shabbos L'Shem Chanukah, so I'm putting down a Ner Chanukah, Meitzoi Shabbos L'Shem Chanukah. That would be sufficient. So therefore, Tosfos makes an Akimta, that this Ashoshish is speaking about that he was Madlikit L'Tzoirech Shabbos, not L'Shem Chanukah. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now we'll see that Rashi did not learn like that. Ashoshis, Rashi says, Kli godel shel schuchis belaz lanterne. It's a lantern. Doilekes, shehidliko, Rashi says, le mitzvas chanike bi erev Shabbos. He was madlikit le mitzvas chanike bi erev Shabbos. I think one of the mafoshim say that why did Rashi not want to learn like Tosfos? Because bizman chazal, they were madlik mi bachutz. Who is madlik a ner Shabbos mi bachutz? The ner Shabbos you madlik mi bifnim. So that's why Rashi learned that it's speaking about that it was hudlak l'shem mitzvah Chanukah. And the Svasemis explains, v'afal pikein, Rashi held that you cannot use a ner that was hudlak for the nest that occurred the day before. You can't be mekayim. There's no din of anocha oisa mitzvah to put down this ner, because this ner, you need a ner that was kindled for tonight's nest, not for last night's nest. That is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds as long as it was hudlak for the pirsumenis, it doesn't matter if it was for the pirsum of last night's nest or for tonight's nest. As long as one is meiniach a ner that was hudlak l'shem persumei nisse, that is sufficient. That's what Tosfos holds. In Rashi holds, one is to put down a ner that was hudlak for the ness of tonight. So if it was kindled last night, it's a posele ner. So one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of anochas ner Chanukah with such a ner. Umadlika lemitzvah halayla. Let us see Tosfos. Shma midna hadloke oise mitzvah. So the Gemara brought a raya from this. Hadloke oise mitzvah. Ve'im kain muta lahadlik miner lener. So al kaponim the halacha will be that it is permissible to be madlik miner lener. This is according to the first teretz of Tosfos that we paskin leitrav, and the shaila is, if it'll be muta lahadlik miner lener according to Rav. According to the Rivam, so if Rav was mata miner lener, so then it'll be muta lahadlik afilo yidei kinse. So Tosfos is going according to the first pshat. But that's zicher azay, muta lahadlik miner lener. Mikol mokim, Tosfos says, even though the halach is it is muta, kimin shenogu oilam lahachmer, ein l'shanei saminik, and one should not be madlik miner lener. So the Gemara says now that hidliko chere shayte v'kotten will not help because the hadloka oisa mitzvah and they are alav bar chiyuve. Isha vaday madlike. But if a woman will be madlike ner Chanukah, that's zicha good. Why? The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, noshim chayovais b'ner Chanukah, Shafein hoyu ba'isei ha'nes. Since Noshim were involved in the Nes, so therefore they mechuyev b'nei Chanukah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, hoyu ba'isei ha'nes. So Rashi has two pshatim in this. One pshat is, shegozru yevonim al kol psulois ha'nesuis li'boy le'tavso t'chilem. That means the women suffered from the gzeira of the Yevonim, and they derived benefit from the nest. So according to this pshat, hoyu ba'oisei ha'nes, they derived benefit from the nest. So therefore, if they derived benefit from the nest, so therefore, they mechuyev nadlokes ner Chanukah. And then Rashi says a second pshat, bal yidei isha nasa ha'nes. That hoyu ba'isei ha'nes means that not only they derived benefit from the nes, they contributed to the nes. That the Yehudis, she was the one that helped in the Mulchamah. So ba'idei ishe nasa ha'nes, so therefore they're mechuyev b'nei Chanukah. I once asked a shaila on this Rashi, l'chayre, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is, the Gemara says on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, that the mitzvah was, this was, the mitzvah of Adlokes Ner Chanukah was with the Nes HaMenorah. There was not enough shemen to be madlik the Menorah, there was only enough shemen for one day, and they were madlik, idliku mimenu shmoyne yomim, and they were madlik for 8 days. So lechayre the mutal al aschorim, it's mutal on the kahanim, and this avoide, Klal Yisrael found themselves in a predicament. They were unable to be mekayim this mitzvah. The Eibishter made a nes that they became able to be mekayim the mitzvah. So lechayre the nes was a nes of that they had a possibility to be mekayim the mitzvah of adlokas ner Chanukah. So we're clearing a shaila. If Noshim are mechuyev and adlokes ner Chanukah, so it's a very nice shaila. What shaiches do they have with the avoide? The avoide is mutal on the schorim. What shaiches do they have with the avoide? The shaila is a gevaldike shaila. So what does the Gemara answer? Shehem hoyu ba'oisei hanes. What happens that al yedei isha nasa hanes, or they derive benefit from the nes? They derive benefit from the nes of the menorah. This is a shaykhis with the Muhammad, with the Muhammad was al yadam, and they benefited from the Muhammad. But what shaykhis does this have to adlokes ner Chanukah? But if we look in the nusach of haneiris halolo anachna madlikim, so there we say al anisim val niflois val yeshuis val Muhammad. So the mitzvah of the hadlokah of Ner Chanukah is because of the Mulchameh. Ale Yeshuais v'ale Mulchameis. So it seems in Aneiras Alolo we say that we're madlik because of the Mulchameh. No, if we're madlik because of the Mulchameh, so since the Mulchameh was al Yodo, or since they derived benefit from the Mulchameh, so Memeila they're mechuyev in Ner Chanukah. But the Aneiras Alolo we also have to understand. We still don't understand. So what shaychis does the neiris haneiris alol anachnam adlikim al Yeshuas v'al mulchomes? What connection is there between the neiris and the Yeshuas and the mulchomes? So once I wanted to say, and I found later the Maral says kemat the zelbe vod as follows: that when the Yeshua came about. Loshna Gemara and Afchof Aleph Amud Beis is very interesting. The Gemara says and Afchof Aleph Amud Beis, my Chanukah, the Tano Rabbonon, Chof Hei Bekislev, these are 8 days, one should not be maspid, one shouldn't fast. And what happened? Shenichnasu Yevonim Laheichel, Timu Kol Hashmonim Shebeheichel. They were Metama all the Shmonim. And the Gemara says, when the Chashmoinoim were menatzeach, they won over the Yevonim, the Gemara doesn't make a whole to-do about it. When they won over the Yevonim, they only found one parshal shemen, and then it burned for 8 days. Also yamim tovim bahalol vahido. So from the Lashon HaGemara it would seem that the Iker Inyan of Chanukah was because of the Ness of the Neiris. The Gemara doesn't make a big to-do about the Mulchomis. Shagovra, when they won the Mulchomis, they found a Pach Echot Shel Sheman, and that burned for 8 days, and they made Yomim Toivim Bahalol V'Hoido. What is the Halol V'Hoido? Hoido is Al Hanisim. We say Hoido Al Hanisim. What do we speak about in Al Hanisim? We don't speak about the nest, that there was a pach echot shel shemen in the burn for 8 days. We don't mention this. Vidliku neiris pachatzis kachecha doesn't speak about the nest. It speaks about the mulchomis. And halol zicha doesn't speak about the nest of Ner Chanukah. Whatever. Halol only speaks about the Yeshuas. So the Gemara is also very modern. The Gemara says that they were misakin Chanukah because of the Ness of Ner Chanukah, and what is the Iker Chanukah? The Iker Chanukah is Halol Vaido, and Halol Vaido Lachera the Iker is on the Mulchomet. So I wanted to say as follows: when Klal Yisrael has an Etzochin with a Mulchomet, with a Yeshua, one does not make a Yontif right away. What's the Yontif? Yontif, they won, we won. So what's the Yontif? So we have good generals, good soldiers. We're terrific. After the Nitzachin, Chazal had no interest at all to make a Yontif. Because the Yontif would be a different type of a Yontif. It would be a national holiday to be happy with Koichi Vaitzim Yodi. There was no inyan of a Yontif. But right after the Nitzachin, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a nest with the Neiris. Now, with the Neiris, a pach burned for 8 days, this is Zichanat Koichi Ve'oitzim Yodi Osli Yisachai Elazeh. That's for Zichar, this was not the strategy of the Chashmei Noim. This was Zichar, a nes min HaShemayim. The Ramban says, min HaNisim HaGluyim, when a person sees a Nes Goli and he sees the Yad Hashem, then he attributes all the other things which he could think that this was Kaychi Vaitzim Yadi, but when he sees right in front of him a Nes Goli, he begins to realize that the Muhammad was also a Nes Ayyadei Shemayim. But to realize it was Masalto, it wasn't Arkoyach, that was after the Ness of the Neiris. After the Ness of the Neiris, Klal Yisrael was Makir, that the Milchomis in the Yeshuas were through the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, after the Ness of the Neiris, they made a Yontif, Bahalo Bahido, because then Klal Yisrael realized what to be made. Not what to be proud about, but what to be made, or what to be thankful for to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Does Masalto Giberim Yad Chaloshim V'Rabim Yad Miyatim. So that is Pshat. Haneiris Halolo Anachnu Madlikim Ala Yeshuais V'Ala Milchomois. That we're Madlik the Neiris Fakert, we're Madlik the Neiris, that we should realize that the Yeshuais and Milchomois came about through the one who made the Ness of the Neiris, not through our own Koyach. So therefore, we need the Hadlokis Haneirois in order to appreciate the Yeshuas and the Mulchomis. So, Mamel, that is what the Gemara is saying. So, since Hanes Nasal Yodo, that means that they were also involved in the Mulchomis, or since they benefited for the Mulchomis, so the women are also Mechuyim in Hadlokis Ner Chanukah, because the Hadlokis Ner Chanukah is Megale, is telling us how the Yeshuas and Mulchomis came about. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi Chayev B'Ner Chanukah. A person who is a guest by someone, so he's also Mechuyev B'Ner Chanukah, but we see the Chiyuv, he has a smaller chiyuv. Achsanoi chayiv b'ner Chanukah. Rashi says, achsanoi oirech. a person that is a guest, even though the place where he is living is not his house, al kaponim is mechuyev b'ner Hanukkah. Omar Rabbi Zeira, so Rabbi Zeira said as follows, Meireish ki avina beirav. And I learned in the yeshiva, before I was married, and I was an achsanoi, mishtatafna bepriti bahadi ushpize. So I contributed a prute, a small coin, to the person I was living with. He was madlik, the neiros Chanukah, and I purchased a small chalik of the oil, that part of the oil should belong to me. And I was yaitzer that way. He wasn't madlik his own ner. He was, since he was an oirech, he was a guest by the person he was staying by. So the ikir chiyuv is on the balabais, ner ishu beisoy. That's the ikir chiyuv. A guest also has a chiyuv. But this chiyuv, he could be yaitzer with mishtatafma bepriti by contributing a small amount to purchase. This is a maisa kinyan of kinyan kesef. By contributing a small amount and purchasing a fraction of the oil, so I was yaitzer ready. That was my chiyuv. The chiyuv of a guest is only lehishtatef. Bosel de nesivi itze, after I got married, and if the occasion arose that he was away from home, but his wife was home, so Amino, so now I said, Hashta vaday loy tzrichne de kamadliki olay begoy besoy. Now I don't even have to be mishtatev, because since my wife is madlik in our house, and there's a din of ishtay kegufoy, so memele, so the mitzvah sner hadloke, I am yoytze through that, but my wife is madlik in the house. Zogt Rashi, bosel de nesivi, after I got married, upa'omim shehoyisi achsanoi lulmay toire. So I was yoitze alai b'shvili, I was yoitze, that was my wife, was madlik for me, begoy beisoi, bebeisi, in my house. There is a three-way machloikis, apoiskim, how this shituf works. There's one shita, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the shita sapri chodosh, that the person, the bal habayis, that is being madlik the ner, let us say for practical purpose, let us say that one needs an ounce of oil for ner Chanukah to burn a half an hour. So if there is an oirech also in the house, he can take the same ounce of oil, and he is makne, he sells a fraction of this oil, let's say a tenth of an ounce, he sells to his oirech, and he's madlik his ner Chanukah. So even though it comes out that he's only, the oil that belongs to him is 9/10 of an ounce, in one needs a complete ounce for ner Chanukah. So we would see from this that it is not necessary that my oil should burn. The mitzvah is to be madlik oil that will burn for a half an hour. And in other words, the mitzvah is to be madlik on an ounce of oil. Even though the oil does not belong to me, only 9/10 of the ounce belongs to me, doesn't matter. Al kapana, the mitzvah is only to be madlik. The mitzvah is to be madlik estis, an ounce of oil. The Chazal said, but if in the hadlake, the oirech is contributing to the hadlake in any way, because since 1/10 of an ounce is burning from the oirech, so that's sufficient. The chiyav ha-oirech is sufficient by the hishtatvus, by contributing to the hadlake. Even though he only possesses 1/10 of an ounce, that is sufficient. That is the shita of the Pri Chodosh. There is a shita that the Leor Rabbe brings down that says no, that the halacha is in order to be yoitze, you have to have shemen shaloi. The balabayas has to be madlik his own shemen. So therefore, the Liarabe says, whatever belongs, that means we have to figure out how much a pruta can, how much oil one can purchase with a pruta. How much he was kind of with a pruta that does not belong to the balabais. And the balabais has to be moisif a pruta's amount of shemen in order to assure that he is madlik shemen shaloi. That are the two extremes. There's a third shita that he should be moisif a little bit, but that's a little complicated what this inyan is. But there are two shitas. If one needs bechlal shemen shaloi, the prichodish says he doesn't need shemen shaloi, and the Liarabe says one needs shemen shaloi, and therefore in order for the balabayis to be yoitze, he has to add onto the nail kineged that what the achsanoi purchased from him. Ama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hashmonim kulam yofen l'ner. All shmonim are kosher l'ner, v'shemen zayis minamufcha. Shemen zayis is preferable. Ama Rabbi, mireish hava mahada mar amishcha de shumshimi. Rabbi, in the beginning, he used to be mahada, he used to use sesame oil. Oma hai moshach nahoirei tvei. So the poshet pshat is, this burns longer. Kiven de shama laho de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that what, even though all shmonim are kosher, aba mitzvah min amufcha to use shemen zayis, is mahadar amishcha de zaisis. He was mahadar on shemen zayis. Oma haitzolil nahiri tvei. This is a clearer light, a light that illuminates more. So therefore, he was boicher shemen zayis. Let us first see Tosis what we are speaking about. Meiresh ava mahadar mar amishcha de shumshimi. Nire Tosis says this whole shakla vetarye. What is preferable, if a shemen shumshimi is better, or shemen zayis is better, we're only speaking about ner chanukah. Mishum taime de masik, de nofish nahoire tvei, because it gives out more light. Aval lener shabbos, pshite de shemen zayis mitzvah min amufcha. That was no shaila whatsoever. Shemen zayis is zicher mitzvah min amufcha, lefi shen nimshach acher hapsila tvei mikulu, kedemuchach bamasnisen de kulu meide bei de madlikim. And all the shmonim, there are pilpulim, if one is permitted to use them for ner Shabbos, because all of the shmonim, vinishtvi, they're not nimshach kol kach acher hapsila, so there's a possibility that one might adjust the wick in order to assure that it should burn better. So therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, the most preferable fuel is Shemen Zayis, which does not need any adjustment. It is Nimshach Achar Apsila. It is attached to the Shemen Zayis gets drawn from the wick and it burns the best. So by Shabbos, there's no Shiloh. The whole Shaila was by Ner Chanukah. So that the Gemara was Mechadish, that Shemen Zayis is preferable, not because the Nes was B'Shemen Zayis, no, Shemen Zayis is preferable because it's a much clearer light. Now let us see, what was the Svore of Rabbi? Rabbi used sesame oil. What was his Havamin? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Moshech nahoiroi, einai memaher lechalois kishemen zayis. It doesn't get burnt up as quickly as shemen zayis. So there's a very interesting Rashi. So the Rabbi was mahadar to use sesame oil because it doesn't burn up so quickly. This gets consumed much quicker than shemen zayis gets consumed much more quicker than sesame oil. So what is the maila? Shemen zayis l'chayre you need for a half an hour. I mean, that amount you need. So what is the maila of sesame oil? That it burns 3/4 of an hour. That's l'chayre the whole maila. That it burns 3/4 of an hour. That means the same amount of oil will burn longer. Einay memayr l'chalois kishemen zayis. It doesn't get consumed, it doesn't get burnt up so quickly as shemen zayis. So it seems that there was a hiddah, l'chayre, that was, if Rashi learns, I mean, some of Taisus also learns like Rashi, that's the taich moshech na'ire. Moshech na'ire means it lasts longer, it burns longer. So it seems Rabbi held that if we're speaking about Ner Chanukah, that it is preferable that there should be a greater Pirsumi Nisa. That means even though the amount of Pirsumi Nisa is a half an hour, but if a person could create that it should burn longer, it should burn for 3/4 of an hour, there's a greater Pirsumi Nisa, even though Raiv ha'olam is there's not too many people left on the street, but whoever is around, there will be a greater Pirsumi Nisa. And later the Gemara was machadish, that is preferable in this man of Pirsumi Nisa to have a light that illuminates, that it has a greater illumination, that is preferable than a weaker light to burn longer. It seems that was the Shakla Vetaria over here. Rashi does not learn like Taisvis, and Rashi learns that he's speaking about Ner Shabbos, so it seems that also was the pilpul. The pilpul was, is there a greater Einik Shabbos? That means if you have a Ner that is burning, let's say, an hour or 2 hours, but in the hour that it is burning, there's a greater illumination. So which is preferable, to have in an hour a greater Einik Shabbos, but it's only going to last an hour, or to have for 2 hours a not such a great Einik Shabbos, but the Einik Shabbos will last longer? It seems this was the Shakla Vitaria. And Rabbi first held it is preferable to extend the Einik Shabbos, even though the light isn't too great. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi was mechadish fakir, that the ikir is, even the ikir is, b'shas, when the ner is burning, there should be a greater illumination. This is preferable than it should burn longer. Tzolil nahayre, tzolil umeya. It is clearer and it illuminates much more.